Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is your spiritual kickoff for the week. I hope you're ready, because I'm so excited. This week is probably the most excited week I've ever had at The Lion Within Us. I'll share why later, but let's get into our scripture. Our scripture this week will be in the book of Psalms, and we'll be at Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. Okay, 139, 13 through 16. So if you have a copy of God's word, feel free. I'm going to read it to you right now. For you created my innermost parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful all your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully formed in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my formless substance, and in your book were written all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Guys, powerful scripture right there. Now, that awesomely and wonderfully sometimes can be said fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, I pray this psalm a lot over my daughters. You know, let them know you're fearfully and wonderfully made. But guys, I'm looking forward to unpacking this one for you, okay? Now, first of all, we need to know is where is Psalms, okay? That's very important to know. First of all, that is in the Old Testament. It's usually about midway or a little bit to the left of your Bible, depending on the print and the size of your Bible, things like that. It's after the book of Job. It's before Proverbs. So guys, just go. You may need to look in your table of contents, but I promise you, if you go to about midway and go to the left a little bit, you'll find Psalms. Now, there are 150 Psalms, okay? So this is actually towards the back half of that. So the Psalms is usually a pretty big book in your Bible. So as you think about this particular Psalm, think about us as being created. And this is being written to the Creator. You created my innermost parts. So what is he talking about? All the organs, the bones, the muscle, the teeth, right? God put it together, right? He's the creator of life. And it's his powerful hand that life exists. And he puts you together. Guess what, boys? Piece by piece. Now, I love in this scripture, it says wove. And some scriptures, it'll say knitting. I kind of like knitting a little bit better because you can see knitting, right? We can visualize what knitting looked like. And have you ever seen anybody knit something, right? Maybe a blanket or a piece of clothing. There's something really cool about that. I like watching my wife when she gets into knitting mode, just how her fingers move. And then once they get that pattern down, you know, you can just knit and it just flows. And it's really cool. And there's something cool about each thread, right? Each thread and has an impact on the whole piece, right? I've seen her. She's going through knitting, and she's taking it out. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I missed a thread. And I'm thinking, like, it's one thread. But in the scheme of things, as the knitter in this case, she knows. She knows what the pattern should be. She knows what the end product should look like. So does God with us. He knows us. Huh? Why? Because he formed us. He knitted us together. He is our father, right? And even when you think about where science has come and advances, there's so much we can't even begin to comprehend about ourselves. So much. All we can do is just look at him in awe and wonder, right? And I just, and I wonder a lot. That's for sure. Particularly about old Chris here, boys. I wonder if he got all the threads right, but just kidding. I know he did. But sometimes, you know, it's just when you sit back and think about the creator and him knitting us together, there's power there. And if we're fearfully and awesomely, right, that remember those words that can be interchanged, and wonderfully made, then that makes him an awesome and wonderful creator. He has given great thought and care into who you are, guys, who you are. He carefully and skillfully designed you and saw everything that you needed, right? In your essence, the person that you are. Think about the details that he gives us into just who our frame is. And he did all that in secret. You are special, right? And when he was skillfully forming you, he was watching the whole time. Remember, his eyes have seen our formless substance. He was always watching. Before we existed, he knew us. I know it just blew your mind. It blows my mind too. But think about it. So when we have this life, we should celebrate it. And for Christian men, you guys that are listening out there right now, you need to stand. And right now, for the defenseless in particular, which we're going to be talking about this week, we got to stand up for the defenseless, the ones that are in the womb. Every life is a miracle. Every life. And we need more men standing up. You know, big things been happening lately. I get it. Roe versus Wade, that's been overturned. It's back into the state. Great. There are some states that are standing up and they're taking a strong stance, and there's other states who aren't. Okay. And again, the line within us, this is not a political podcast. This is a podcast that glorifies God. But I can tell you right now, but if you cannot read this psalm and tell me that the defenseless don't need defending, they're not important, because they are. So let's stand up and think about the child's eyes and what experiencing life we've been able to do. That's something we should all be able to rally behind, guys. It's going to be so this is just powerful scripture, wonderful scripture. Pray that if you have children, pray that fearfully and wonderfully made over them every day. Pray it over them. They need to know that, particularly if you're raising daughters like I am. These girls these days, they are up against so much. They need truth. You're speaking into them on a regular basis, and they need to hear it. They need to hear it from you. They are fearfully and wonderfully made, that they are children of God. They need to hear that from their father. Guys, there is nothing more powerful you can do for your daughters than that. Sons as well, but particularly our daughters, okay? Now, for this week, what can you expect on the big episode on Wednesday? Well, guys, I'm just going to tell you right now, it's a bucket list guest for me. I never dreamed when we started The Lion Within Us that I'd be able to have a conversation with this man. And I'm pinching myself. I'm in awe. We're going to be talking about defending the defenseless and what true forgiveness looks like in marriage. And lots more. Guys, we're going to cover a lot of stuff. It's going to be real. It's going to be epic. It's going to be a conversation, guys. It's going to serve you well. I highly encourage you, don't miss this one. Okay, you want to skip the episodes where it's just Chris? Fine. I get it, man. It's just old Chris trying to help you. But this is a conversation that I think is going to really impact you. It's going to help you grow. I pray it does, at least. So the question I want you to think about as you go into the week, how do you fight for the defenseless? You. Or do you? So start thinking about that, guys. These are topics that are tough. I get it. We're hitting some raw stuff. We need to, because we need to fight for the defenseless, because quite frankly, they deserve it. And if we're fearfully and wonderfully made, then so are they. And as someone right now in this recording, God is literally knitting together my son and my wife's womb. And I pray this with my daughters all the time, every day. We pray to the Lord, you just keep knitting him together. And we look forward to meeting him. And prayerfully that day comes when we hear baby Judah cry and join our family, the joy that's going to come, but also the responsibility. It's my responsibility as a man, as his earthly dad, to guide him, to teach him, to let him understand who Christ is. He's his father. I'm his dad. I just want to make sure I'm doing all I can to let him know that his earthly dad loves his heavenly father and show him what that looks like. So guys, think about that. Now, on our spiritual kickoffs, you know what's coming, guys. If you've never accepted Christ in your heart and you've been hesitating, you've been holding off, you just want to do it your way. I get it. But guys, there's something that we all chase and we never seem to can get. It's called peace of mind. And the only peace you're going to find on earth is at peace to having a relationship with Jesus Christ. So guys, you need to understand that you are a sinner. All right. You're not just somebody who's fallen and broken or somebody who's made mistakes and you need a life coach. Nope. You're a sinner in need of a savior. Bottom line, you cannot nice your way into heaven. You can't get in there by just being a good guy. I wish you could, guys. It'd be nice if you could, but you can't. I didn't make the rules. I just delivered a message. You can't. Here's the reality. Hell's going to be full of a bunch of nice people. It is. And that sucks. I get it. But look, we have an opportunity. It doesn't have to be that way because we've been given grace. So it's not by works. It's by grace we've been saved through faith. It's amazing. So how do we do this? What's actually the story here? Well, we've sinned. We've fallen short of the glory of God. Okay. So how do we get to heaven? Well, through Jesus. So God, he left heaven and he came down. He took on the form of a man, Jesus Christ. He walked amongst us. He performed miracles. He taught us. He taught us parables and showed us the different ways to get to heaven, what that looks like. And there's only one through him. And then guess what? He had to pay the penalty for our sin. How did he do that? He was crucified on a cross. And when he was on that cross and he pushed up on his nail-pierced feet and he said, it is finished, the tetelestai. The penalty was paid, guys. At that moment, the penalty for our sins, there were no more sacrificial lambs, none of that stuff. He was the sacrificial lamb right there. Then they laid him in a tomb. Completely dead. 3 days later, guess what? He rose. He rose out the tomb. He came out. He walked amongst us again, and then he ascended. And where is he at right now? The right hand of the Father. And scripture says no one gets to the Father except through him. Guys, he is the only way. So if you've never done it, and let's just face it, life happens. Accidents happen. If your number was to be called today, would you be in heaven? If you can't answer that correctly, what do you need to do? You need to admit you're a sinner. You need to believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is God himself. Jesus is our Savior. You need to confess your life to him and give him your heart. That's all he wants. He just wants your heart. He don't want anything else. Give him your heart. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit's going to come. It's going to guide you. You're going to be in the brotherhood. You're going to have a wonderful opportunity to serve others. Guys, this is the greatest thing you could ever happen in your life. And it should impact us so much that we want to tell everyone about it. So if you just had this revelation and accepted Christ as your Savior, send us a message, support@thelionwithin.us. Guys, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I do want to connect with you, have a conversation, pray with you, and give you some resources to help you start your journey. Because you know what? It ain't cupcakes and rainbows, boys. Just because you accepted Christ, it does not get easier. Matter of fact, it gets harder. Because guess what? Satan, you just created an adversary. Because before, you were on Satan's side. He had you where he wants you. But once you accept Christ, then you become the opponent. And this is what I've been facing for years. And particularly with the line within us, it's been an all-out battle of fighting Satan. But you know what? I know how to fight him. It's sitting in my lap right here. God's word. That is a sword. And I also know the defensive weapons to put on. And guys, if you just prepared, if you just prayed this and accepted Christ, I want to walk you through those defensive weapons. I want to, so that you can understand what you need to do to walk, to begin your Christian journey. Congratulations. You're part of it. So again, support at thelionwithin.us. And guys, for the Christians that are still listening, share the gospel. Get uncomfortable. It's fine. And share the gospel. You know, when I started and when we started, we wanted to start sharing the gospel on our spiritual kickoffs. I was a little nervous. And I don't do a great job of sharing the gospel. I get it. There are so many better ways, guys, that could probably articulate it better. But my heart's in the right place. I'm trying. And if this little podcast saves one person, touchdown. That's what it's all about. I don't care if we make a dime. If we can save one person from going to hell and spending life separated from Christ, it's all worth it. All worth it. Guys, I hope that this impacted you, that this encourages you. I really encourage you, come back. Do not miss Wednesday's guest. This is going to be an episode for the ages, guys. And I'm so excited to be able to bring this to you. God is opening doors I never imagined. I never could have just believed that even existed, much less he opens them. And guys, I pray this serves you well. Get after it this week. Have a great week. Remember, go back to that psalm. Be praying that psalm over your children, particularly if you guys have daughters. Pray it over. They need to hear that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. I look forward to seeing you back here on the next episode. So get out, unleash the lion within. Satan is everywhere, including your local library. To help combat that, we put together a list of our featured books of the week to help you strengthen your mind and grow as a Christian leader. Guys, I'm a big reader, and the books listed, I have personally read and feel they will bring value to your life. The topics range from health, wealth, and self, so there's something out there for everybody. And whether you're looking for books for yourself or maybe you're searching for ideas for other men, this resource is going to bring you value. Check out thelionwithin.us/book to see what would serve you the best right now and start sharpening your mind to be the leader you're predestined to be. That's thelionwithin.us/book to learn more. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.